السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah Praise to Him in His Highness Who has sent His messengers to guide humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the light of his wisdom. I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the final and the last and the seal of all messengers of Allah, who has been sent as mercy to humanity. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his house, his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Before I start the khutbah today, I'd like to welcome Dr. Joshua Feaster. And for the first time, his two children, Jose and Luke, you're most welcome here. And most importantly, his students from the sociocultural class of education. We welcome you here in the house of the Lord And we wish you great success in your career, hopefully, inshallah. My speech, my khutbah today is about jazaullah li'ibadihi al-mu'mineen, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God and His Highness, rewards His believing worshippers. And in particular, I'll be talking and addressing some verses from Surah As-Saffat. This is chapter 37 of the Holy Quran, verses 75 to until about 113. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to Him and His Highness, is telling us about four great messengers of God. He sent them to humanity, and He described them as ibad mu'mineen, believing worshippers. And when I looked at what the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said about that through the major interpreters of the Holy Quran, they interpreted the believing worshippers as the ones who are certain in their faith, that they are certain about the promise of Allah to give them mercy and guidance and support in what they do, what good they do in this life. The first of these messengers of Allah that He praised them for their certain faith in Him and their persistence in telling the message to people to guide them to the right path. The first was Noah, Nuh, peace be to him. And in Surah As-Saffat, verses 75 to 82, Allah praise to him says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نادانا نوح فلنعم المجيبون ونجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم وجعلنا ذريته هم الباقين وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على نوح في العالمين إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين صدق الله العظيم. In these great verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about how much persistent Noah was in telling the message. And we know that he lived 950 years and he never quit telling the message, no matter how much he was ridiculed by the people. And Allah even told him, they are not going to believe, let me punish them. And every time he would say, oh my Lord, just let's delay the punishment a little bit. Until he was certain, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised to him, told him, and then Allah punished the rest. What's important about these verses is the praise given to Noah as a result of his persistent in teaching the message of Allah. He said, first, Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen, peace to Noah in the worlds, in plural. And the explanation or the interpretation of the word worlds, several generations, century after century here on earth, but also it translates to other worlds. Between heavens and earth, there are other creatures of God who also heard of Noah, peace be to him, and they praise him because of their scriptures telling them that. So whenever we, as Muslims, whenever we mention the name of a messenger of Allah, we say peace to him. And in another verse, this is 78, Allah praise to him, says, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ الْآخِرِينَ, the ones who will come later also will be praising him, will say peace to him. So it's not just one generation, those who will come after, they will keep praising him. And he is rewarded for that, for his good, hard, persistent work, that he will be praised. He was first praised by Allah, praise to him, but also by the believers after that. The same ayats, the same verses exactly, are also allocated or allotted to Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the story of Abraham, that he persisted on telling the message of Allah to take people away from the wrong path to the right path. And when they persisted, and he had this wonderful argument with Namrud, the king, who said, "Who is your Lord?" And he said, "My Lord is the one who gives life and death." And the king said, "I can't do that." And they brought two prisoners for him. And he forgave one, that's giving him life. Two prisoners sentenced to death and waiting death row. And he said, "I can give life by forgiving one, pardoning one. And the other one I can give death, sentencing him to death. So I do what your Lord does." Then Abraham, peace be to him, Ibrahim alayhi salam, said, "My Lord brings the sun from the east. Can you bring it from the west?" And at that moment, the king couldn't say a word. But he didn't believe still. And the people around him didn't believe. And ultimately, they sentenced Abraham to death in fire. But Allah, praise to him, brought him back after the fire. When the fire was extinguished, he came peacefully, in peace. Nothing happened to him. And Allah, as a result of his persistence, he never wavered. He was never afraid. He told the message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell it. And he praised him for that. The same words he praised Noah alayhi salam, saying, "Salamun ala Ibrahim." Peace be to Ibrahim. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is how we reward the ones who perfect their work. That's the meaning of, the literal meaning of muhsin, the one who does it the best. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He is one of our worshippers who are certain about in their faith of Allah and their service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same surah, Safat, this is chapter 37 of the Holy Quran, verses 114-122, Allah, praise to him, praises Musa and Harun, Moses in English, Moses and Aaron, the brothers who were sent to tell the message of Allah to the Pharaoh of Egypt. And they were persistent, just like Noah and like Ibrahim, peace be to all of them. They were persistent in their teachings, their persistence in telling the message of Allah, no matter how much tyrant the king of Egypt or the Pharaoh was. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, gave the same reward. And he said, "Salamun ala Musa wa Harun." Peace be to Moses and Aaron. "Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin." This is how we reward those who perfect their service or their worship of Allah. And how? "Watarakna alayhuma fil akhirin." And we will be praising them through people who will come later. They will also be remembering him like we are remembering them, and we say, peace be to them. Peace be to Musa. Peace be to Harun for their persistence in telling the message of Allah to people, to humanity. And the fourth messenger of Allah, and or prophet in this case, is Ilyas. Peace be to him. And in the Bible, in the Judeo-Christian Bible, it is called Elijah. But also in Greek, it is Elias. In Arabic, the Arabic textbook, the Holy Quran, it is Elias. And this is As-Saffat, chapter 37 of the Holy Quran, verses 123-132. And Allah, praise to Him, says, وَإِنَّ إِلْيَاسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Elias is one of the messengers of Allah. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَلَا تَتَّخُونَ. He said to his people, don't you fear Allah. Don't you mind, don't you watch what you do in order to please Allah. أَتَدْعُونَ بَعْلًا وَتَذَرُونَ أَحْسَنَ الْخَالِقِينَ. You worship a fake god called Baal. And you leave the best of all creators, that's Allah. اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ اللَّهُ رَبَّكُمْ وَرَبَّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Allah is your Lord and the Lord of your ancestors. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. They did not believe him. They even told him, you are a liar. And therefore, they were sentenced to punishment by Allah, praise to him. Except, إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except those among them who believed. So everybody was punished at that time, except those who believed with him. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And like Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Aaron, he will be praised by the people who will come later. As we are doing right now, and we say peace to Elias, alayhi salam. سلام على إلياسين. Peace to all the family of Yasin, because they are the believers. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. This is how we reward the ones who perfect their work for Allah سبحانه وتعالى. المحسنين. إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين. He was one of our believing worshippers, certain in his faith in Allah. One word, or a few words about Sayyidina Elias alayhi salam, peace be to him. He lived in about 800 BC in the northern kingdom of Israel, in the area of Nablus, used to call Shakim in Palestine. And by that time, the Israelites lost their faith. They went astray and started to worship another god. After all these miracles Allah, praise to him, showed them, and after the messengers, still they worship Baal. Then Elias, peace be to him, Elijah, who, by the way, you find it in the Bible in Kings 17, 18, and 19. He is a very famous character in the Bible also. Then he told the king, and the king was called Ahab. He told him, if you don't stop worshipping Baal, then Allah will punish all of you. And still, they did not listen to him. Then Elias called Allah, praise to him, to stop the rain for 3 years on them, until the animals died and their plants, they couldn't have food. Then they came to him begging, please, we will believe in you. Please ask your Lord to bring the water for the rainfall back. And we promise we will never do it again. And he called Allah, praise to him. And the rain came back and they reneged. They did not believe. They rejected the faith. They said it's by accident or something like that. Then Allah, praise to him, punished them, except like he said in the verses, except those who believed. And at the end, he crossed the Jordan River, and he accompanied by his pupil, his student, Elyasa, alayhi salam. He taught Elyasa, in English, Elisha. and they crossed the Jordan River, where Allah sent a fire chariot. It's like, if you want our jargon today, it's like alien spaceship, if you want. It's fire and it's a chariot, it's a wagon. And he was lifted. So Ilyas alayhi salam is like Jesus Christ alayhi salam, peace be to all of them. They were lifted alive to heavens. These are the four messengers of Allah who were praised, that peace will be to them, and they will be remembered by the people who will come after because of their persistence in telling the message. This takes us to Jesus Christ, peace be to him, the messenger of Allah just before the last messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him. You cannot find, even in the Bible, more praise for Jesus Christ than you can find in the Holy Quran. We have a full chapter, Ali Umran, that's the third, and the 19th century chapter, 18th chapters, Maryam. And the story of Jesus Christ is told with praise, whether because of his miracles he performed for people or the miracle of his creation from a mother without a father. Just Allah, praise to him, wanted to show people at that time, to guide them to faith, that this person is created in a miracle and he performs miracle. And still they gave him a hard time. But he was persistent. He never gave in. He never surrendered. And they gave him the hardest time ever, until really his ministry was interrupted. He only ministered for 3 years. And like Elijah, like Ilyas alayhi salam, he was lifted to heaven. But let's look at how Allah praised to him, praises Jesus Christ, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, peace be to him, in the Holy Quran. This is in Maryam, in this is chapter 19, verse 21. In Ali Umran, this is chapter 3, verse 45. And in Maryam again, chapter 19, verse 33. Allah praise to him says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة من اسمه المسيح عيسى بن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين. This is chapter 3, verse 43, Ali Umran. The angels said to Mary, Allah is giving you glad tidings, a word from him. His name is Jesus, the son of Mary. He will be notable and known in this life, and he will be among the closest in the hereafter. In verse 21, chapter 19, Surah Maryam, يقول عز وجل ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. We will make him a sign for humanity, for people, a miracle for people, and a mercy from us to people. And it is a matter decreed. And in Surah Maryam, this is 19, chapter 19, verse 33, Allah praise to him says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. This is Jesus Christ speaking. Peace be to me the day I was born, the day when I die, and the day when I will be resurrected in the hereafter. So he is sharing what other messenger of Allah has been promised, peace be to him. That's why Muslims all the time we say, peace be to this messenger of Allah or that messenger of Allah. And in Ali Umran chapter 3 verse 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. Allah, praise to him, said to Jesus, I am going to lift you to me and purifying you from those who did not believe. And I will make those who follow you above those who rejected you until the day of judgment. So those who believed in Jesus as a messenger of Allah, what it's called Christians and Muslims, will be over those who rejected him until the day of judgment, when Allah will bring both parties and will decree, will judge among them. And finally, praise and blessings and peace for the final messenger of Allah, Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah, praise to him, says in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 101, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you for the sole purpose of being mercy to humanity. How come? How is that? Well, your message to humanity, they follow it, they will be guided, they will be in peace, and God's mercy will be on them in this life, and they will be rewarded also an everlasting peace in the hereafter. In Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 56, Allah, praise to him, says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. This is said in every speech given on Friday all over the earth, in all continents, wherever Muslims will go for prayer on Friday. The verse says, indeed, Allah and His angels pray for or bless the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he commands us, commands you, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, all you who believe, pray for his blessings and give him peace as much as you can. This, it's said all the time in Fridays. And in Saba, this is chapter 34, verse 28, Allah, praise to him, says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have sent you, O Muhammad, to all people. He did not specify Arabs or Pakistanis or Americans or Russians or those in the 7th century or the 10th century. We have sent you for all people as a person, as a messenger who will give good tidings that there is hope for good life in this here, and there is an everlasting reward in the hereafter. Giving good, glad tidings to the believer and warning the tyrants who reject faith and do bad deeds on this earth. The Prophet ﷺ in a famous hadith interpreted this ayah saying, وكان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة وبعثت إلى الناس كافة. He said that usually prophets and messengers before me, they would be sent to a specific group of people. For example, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Nuh from the beginning, to his people. Sayyidina Ibrahim to the people of Ur in Iraq. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Harun to the Pharaoh, the Egyptian tyrant, to let the Israelites go. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, for the Israelites in Palestine. But for Muhammad, this, because he's the seal of all prophets, the final, the holder of the final message of Allah to humanity, he was sent to people in all times, in all places. And Allah is commanding us at the end in everlasting praise, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. And he just putting obedience to him directly followed by obedience to the Prophet in what he preached, what he taught us. And in our prayers, Muslim prayers, we pray five times a day. We pray before the sun rises, we pray at noon, afternoon, and at the sunset, after the sunset, and late night prayers. And in every prayer, we sit down, when we sit down, we call tashahud, and we praise the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. We say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. We ask you, Allah, to bless Muhammad and his house, just like you blessed Abraham and his house. We mentioned both of them and their descendants, their houses, and it's an everlasting praise that people are doing that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among his believing worshippers, that we follow his great messengers in the essence of what they did, which is persistence in faith, never quit, never be doubtful, never surrender, never give in, just be persistent, do the job, be certain in your faith in Allah, and inshallah we will be rewarded peace of mind in this life, and inshallah paradise in the hereafter. And ask Allah, he is very close to you, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء المرسلين. We praise Allah, the Lord of the universe, and we give peace and blessings to all His messengers, and particularly the last of them, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Inshallah, in just 2 days or 3 days, we'll be having the start of Ramadan. So, according to what I read, that the moon can be seen in North America on Sunday. So try to see it. We will come here. We have, if there are no clouds, it can be seen. But astronomers saying it will not be seen in other continents. So in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, it will not be seen. So for certain, it could be Tuesday. But it may be Monday. And like we agreed several years ago, for unity purposes, we'll follow what Saudi Arabia would announce, inshallah. So if it is going to be Monday, then we'll pray Taraweeh on Sunday, inshallah. And if it is going to be on Tuesday, we'll pray, start Taraweeh on Monday. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, al ahya'u minhum wal amwat. إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انزل رحمتك وسلامك على كل الأرض يا أرحم الراحمين، وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's a song. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سبحان قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.